Shalom Aleichem, everyone. Welcome to our weekly Meshech Chochma Share. Special welcome to our Torah Anytime viewers and listeners. They'll Be'ez Hashem be joining the share. Parshas Boi, Tovshin Peihei, Resh Chodesh, Shavuot, Agutin Chodesh, to everyone. So we are going to learn a few Meshech Chochmas today. We'll see how they fit together, Be'ez Hashem. And let's give a little background to where we're beginning. The Meshech Chochma we're going to start with is in our Parsha, Perek Yud Beis, Pasuk Lamed Vav, V'Hashem Nosan Eschein Ha'am B'nei Mitzrayim V'yashilum. The Pasuk before that had said that B'nei Yisrael did Kidvar Moshe, V'yishalu Mitzrayim, and they borrowed from the Egyptians Klei Chesef U'Klei Zov U'Smolis, silver vessels, golden vessels, and clothing. V'Hashem Nosan Eschein Ha'am B'nei Mitzrayim V'yashilum, and Hashem gave the Chein Ha'am in the eyes of the Mitzrayim, and therefore they lent it to them. And Rashi says, even what they didn't ask for, they said, here, take more. That was the chayin. Vayenatzlu es Mitzrayim, and they emptied out Mitzrayim. Now this was part of the tzivui of earlier in the parsha, in Perek Yud Aleph, Pasuk Beis, Daber no ba'oznei ha'am, v'yishalu ishmei Yisra'eyu, v'ishmei Yisra'usa, klei chesav u'klei zahav. Now we're going to say some ha'aras here, and I'm not going to give necessarily answers for them, but many mefarshim speak about them and their food for thought. The first thing is, in this parsha it says, speak to the people, and borrow ishmei Yisra'eyu, a man from his friend, ishamei Yisra'usa, a lady from her friend, Klei Chesef u'Klei Zahav. Now this is based on a havtacha earlier in Parshas Shemois, Perek Gimel, Pasuk Chaf Beis, Chaf Aleph, Nosati Eschein Ha'am Hazeh B'nei Mitzrayim, and therefore when they're going to leave, they're not going to go out Reikam. Over there it says in Pasuk Chaf Beis, V'shala Isha Mishchenta, doesn't talk about men. The woman will borrow from her neighbor Umigaras Beza and from the one who lives in her house. Klei chesef u'klei zahav u'smolos v'samtem abaneichem v'abaneiseichem v'nitzaltem es Mitzrayim. So, number one, in Parsha Shmois here the pasuk says a woman, doesn't say anything about the men. It says from whom is she going to borrow? From her neighbor and from the one who lives in her house. What will she borrow? Klei chesef u'klei zahav u'smolos. In our parsha and parshas boy that we just read in Perek Yud Aleph Pasuk Beis, v'yishalu ish me'isra'eyu v'isha me'isra'usa. First of all, it talks about the men. Number two, from whom are they borrowing? Not from neighbors and people who live in the houses, from their friends, re'ehu and re'usa. What? Klei chesu v'klei zav, it doesn't say anything about smolis. And finally, the pasuk that we began with, Perek Yud Beis, pasuk lamed vav, pasuk lamed hei, by Bnei Yisrael also Kidvar Moshe by Yisrael Mitzrayim Klei Chesef U'Klei Zav U'Smolos. Presumably, it was the men and the women did. That's Bnei Yisrael. And here it says Smolos and Hashem gave Chayin Bnei Mitzrayim by Yashilu. So there's a lot of differences here in the psukim nuances, and we will touch perhaps on some of them. But you can you in different mefarshim in different places that talk about this. So let's start with the Meshech Chochma here, Perek Yud Beis Lamed Vav. The Meshech Chochma is bothered by, not bothered, but he is going on the words, V'Hashem Nosan Eschein Ha'am Hazeh Be'am B'nei Mitzrayim. L'may Lo Kasuv, earlier it says, in Perek Yud Aleph Pasuk Gimel, that was our original Pasuk that Hashem said, Daber Na, V'Yitain Hashem Eschein Ha'am B'nei Mitzrayim, and Hashem gave the Chein Ha'am B'nei Mitzrayim, Gam ho yish Moshe gadol ma'ir beretz Mitzrayim v'enei avdei farah v'enei ha'am. So it doesn't clearly say over here for in what regard was chein ha'am b'enei Mitzrayim. Doesn't really say it. However, Rameir Simcha is bothered by why does it say over there v'yitein Hashem es chein ha'am b'enei Mitzrayim. But over here it says v'Hashem nosan es chein ha'am b'enei Mitzrayim. Over there it's Vayitein Hashem, and here it's Vashem Nosan. So the Meir Simcha is going on that distinction. Mivur al pi hada amru b'perichelik. The Gemara Masechta Sanhedrin a very famous Gemara, Daf Tzadi Aleph Amar Aleph. The Gemara says over there, Shuv Hamachas, there was another time, Bo B'nei Mitzrayim Lodu M'Misrael Ifnei Alexandra Maikdain, that the Egyptians came and brought Klal Yisrael to a din in front of Alexander the Great, Alexandra's Maikdain. And they came with a tain, and they said, the Pasuk says, V'ashem Nosan Eschenom B'nei Mitzrayim V'ashilum, our Pasuk, that the Egyptians lent to B'nei Yisrael riches. T'nu lanu kesef izav shenatalta mimenu. So the Egyptians came with a taina to Klal Yisrael and said, okay, you got to give it back. Look, it says you borrowed it, we gave it to you, you never gave it back. So Amar Gviya ben Pasisa l'chachamim, the Gemara says over there, Gviya ben Pasisa was always someone who had a good taina in front of the kings. So he says, I'm going to go handle with them. So he told them, in front of Alexandrus, Mehechan atem mevi'in raya. From where are you bringing a proof? So he said, what do you mean? Your Torah says it. Oh, he says, my Torah says it. Afani mevi l'charaya ela mina Torah. Levi l'chamraya mina Torah. I also bring a proof in the Torah. Shenemar, the Pasuk says, in a few psukim, Umayshav b'nei Yisrael sheyashim Mitzrayim shleishim shana v'arba umay shana. Klai Yisrael lived in Mitzrayim for 430 years. So we worked for you for 430 years. T'nu lanu schar avodah shel shishim riboi, 600,000 people that served in Mitzrayim for 430 years. So Alexander's Maiktim said, no, give an answer. Eventually the Gemara says, Miyat hinichu sadesem k'shen zruis v'char mitzem shen netu v'subarchu. The Egyptians ran away. They didn't have any taina because they were afraid that they're going to have to pay taka 600,000 times 430 years, whatever those wages are. And the Gemara says over there, Vayis Hashan and Shvias Hayis and Klai Yisrael had what to eat from those fields. That is the Medrash. That's the Gemara. The Medrash, as we'll see in a moment why I'm saying the Medrash, is a Medrash in Bereishis Rabbah that says a similar thing, except instead of saying 600,000 for 430 years, he says 600,000 for 210 years, says the Medrash. Shishim Riboy B'nai Yisrael worked for 210 years. Mehem Ksafim Uvehem Zavim Shenayt L'mischarim Diner L'yayim. So he says, listen, that money that we took, if you figure out a dinar to a day, doesn't even equal that amount. Yoshvu filosofin v'chashvu. They sat down and started making a cheshvin. V'lehigil l'kuf shana. They couldn't even make it to what 100 years they would owe them. Ad shenim sezeret mitzrayim l'timayin v'istalku misham b'voish esponim. So v'inevi, whichever way you want to learn, the Gemara says 600,000 for 410 years. The Medrash says for 210. They made a cheshvin. And they walked out of there victorious in their din because of this taina. So says the Meshech Chachma Bayas, Mavur, Hadarmu Perichelik, Shegviya ben Psisa Eishiv Lemitzrayim, Bifnei Alexandrus, Shetnu Lanu Schar Avodah Shel Shishim Riboy, Venotzchem Edin. So he won in din. They won in din. So Zokter Meir Simcha, Uvirishami Reish Sanhedrin, the Rishami in the beginning of Sanhedrin, Perek Aleph Halach Aleph says, Komokam Shenemar Vashem Hu Uveiz Dinoi. Whenever it says in the Torah Vahashem, it means Hashem and his Bezdin. So therefore, Rameir Simcha was bothered. How come over here it says Vashem Nosan Eschenom B'nei Mitzrayim? Now you say maybe that's normal? No. What do you mean? Earlier in Perek Yud Pasuk Gimel it says Vayiten Hashem Eschenom B'nei Mitzrayim. So that was just stamina, Sius Chen. Hashem gave a Nesius Chayin. Why over here does it say Vashem Nosan? Because over here Vashem means Hashem Ubeis Dinai. Because what was happening here was not something above and beyond. What happening here was a just payment for their work. This was something that Bedin, they were owed for their work. Lachain Omar Shegam Beis Dinai Hiskim Alzeh. Not only Alexandrus Moikdon years later agreed that this was a proper payment for their work. At this point, Hashem's Bezdin, this was done not just out of Hashem's Chesed, not because just because Hashem, like Chazal say, because Oh, you say tzaddik will say that I didn't give them riches, not only because, as they ask over there, the Brisbane Apsarim Hashem said that they're going to go out b'ruchush gadol. Over here was bedin, it was owed to them for their wages. V'Hashem shekam beizdino hiskima al zeh shehoyilem schar avoido upashut. Azoi zokter Meir Simcha here, and the words of Hashem. V'Hashem means Hashem u beizdino. Hashem u beizdino. And therefore, that is, they were maskim, just like Alexander's Mikdain was maskim. Now, I was looking in the Aznaim Latayra in Parsha Shmais, on the Pasuk over there. There's a Meredika Aznaim Latayra v'samtchem al-b'neichem u'v'neiseichem v'al-b'neiseichem. A Meredika Aznaim Latayra, it's kedai to look it up, and it's going to get this week's Parsha as well. About Chinuch in Hashkachas Hashem in Tzchar Va'inesh. But the pasuk before that, where it says, V'shala isha mishchento migoras beisa. So, the Aznaim L'Torah says as follows. Why dafka a neighbor in goras beisa? Why dafka them? This is what he asks. Let me just see. I just want to look quickly over here if he says anything in Bay. And our pasuk with Aleph Gimel. So the first thing is, he asked the question, how come over here it only says an Isha, a woman's going to borrow? And yet in our Parsha and Parsha's Boy, Perek Yud Aleph, Pasuk Beis, it says, V'yishalu Ishmei Yisra'eyu. How come we didn't talk about the men? That's the first thing he says. The men, you couldn't talk about the Geula. The women were Tzidkaniyas, the Heminu B'Geula. So that's what he says. Okay. Now, he asks, Isha Mishchenta Migaras Beisa. Why dafka them? And number two, Rabbi Makshim, he says, Eich tziv Hashem lasis ovel lishovel elachzer. How did Hashem command them to do something that seems to be unjust? To borrow without planning on returning. V'yeshaymer, he says, She'elo here means aloshana matana. Like it says in Tehillim, Kapitul Beis, Shal mimeni vetna. Hashem says, Shal. It's aloshana of borrowing, but I will give. Zokder, but what do you mean? It can't mean a matana. If I'm right, that's Pashup Shah just means. Though it wasn't asking for lending. It was a matana. Sanhedrin, the Gemara says, the Mitzriim came along and said, where's the Rechush Gadol? They didn't answer them. What do you mean? It was a matana. They answered, Gvia ben Pasisa answered, that it was wages. And they tackle one. So Frektas Naim L'Taira, 1 second. Who did they work for? They worked for the Klal. Legabi, the kingdom of Egypt, they were owed wages for working for the kingdom. But the individuals, you can't say every individual owed the Yidden money. Maybe every individual had avodim, every individual owed that much money. So Avada the Gemara Sanhedrin says that if you make a chesed, how much the empire of Egypt owes Klal Yisrael, these are the wages. But they didn't take it from the government coffers, they took it from individuals. Who says those individuals actually owed the money? Azoi frektos naim l'toira. What's going to be if an individual comes with b'mishpat, imayochid mi'Yisrael, and says, where's my stuff? You borrowed, you never gave it back. So the naim l'toira answers, u'lefichoch tziva Hashem. That's why Hashem here in Parshas Shemai said it this way. You'll have to understand why in Parshas Boy, he said Re'ehu. But according to the way Aznaim L'Torah is saying it, Re'ehu means these people, L'chaira. You have to say that. So Hashem said, who should you borrow from? From the people who live in your house and the Shechinim. Now what's going to happen? Klal Yisrael borrowed from them, and Klal Yisrael leaves. So who's still living in the Jewish home, and who's going to keep whatever was left behind? The Garas Besa. And who's going to, if there's more to spread around, who's going to get it? The Shechinim. So the Shechinim and the Garas Besa individually will be paid back. If they come with the Taina and say, what do you mean? We didn't owe you, the government owed you the money. Okay, but look, we paid you back. You took all the leftovers. We didn't take everything with us. We left a lot of Mitzrayim. And you took that, so you were paid back. So that's not a taina. So that's why the pasuk dafka said, Mishcheinu migaras besa. And therefore you'll have to say, in Parashas Bo, in our Parasha Yud Aleph, pasuk beis, when it says, Vishalu me'esre eyu, it means those Shechinim in Garas Besa, those were the friends. Now the Zayim Tar is very bothered. Re'eyu, one second. He doesn't say with the Gan Salamdas, the Vilna Goyin asks. Re'eyu v'layakum is throughout the Torah. Re'eyu means not a guy. But he says, Atma, B'nei Shava, Mitzrim, Re'im Zelazeh, they're friends? Oh, they does say. V'alo kamokim shenem Re'eyu limutei nachri. Mitzrim heidekla Yisrael, they weren't Re'im. So he says, maybe Kaidamatan Taira. Then he has a pshat that says that after Makas, I'm sorry, so he says, this is before Har Sinai is called Sinai because Yarda Sina Lo'ilam, that's only after Matan Taira that they're no longer our friends because they hate us. Fine. In the Azapshat there, you can look over there, another Knech in why they're called Reyim. So this is the Kasha that Znaim L'Torah brings up. The L'Chaira, Gvir ben Pesisa, had a good time against the kingdom of Egypt, but not against individuals. What's the answer to the individuals who say you owe us money? So Al-Zeh, we have a Meshech Chochman, Parshas Vayigash, who answers this question. The end of Parshas Vayigash, Perek Mem Zayin, Pasuk Chav Gimel. I acquired you today, Vesad Maskam, and your land Leparoi. Because the Egyptians were starving. And they came to Yosef and they said, we don't have anything left for food. We're going to die. So, Knei Oisanu, Vesad Maseinu Balochem. In exchange for bread, acquire us and our land. And therefore, we'll survive. And that's what he told them, and Kanisi Aschem Hayoim, Besad Maskam Leparoi, and this is what you're going to have to do. Zokter Meir Simcha, why do we need to know this? Why is it necessary to know how desperate Egypt got and how big the famine was that Yosef purchased them, acquired them for Paroi as Avodim? Zokter Meshachachm over there. Sipra HaTorah Lanu Zois, Mipnei Da HaTorah Amra, Kazim Parsha Shmois, it says, Vesholi Shemishchento, Megars Basic, like Hazel Esmolis. Uchvar tzuaku anshe Mitzrayim v'nechzander moikten, Klai the Mitzrayim came, give us the money. And Gvia Pesisa and Perichelik said, give us the avoida shel shishim riboy of 210 years. Now the Gemara said 430. You in Shom uve medrash. Merzim chesbui the medrashim because the chayr didn't work for 430 years. They worked for 210. So you have to look in the Gemara and Sanhedrin why he said that, but that's not the point. That's why he says 210 years. Yon Shamu v'Medrash. Frechter Meir Simcha v'Avoidu Avdu L'Melech Mitzrayim K'may Shekosuv v'Yivin Ar Mitzkanois L'Paris Pisaim V'Eich Not L'Mei Som Klei Chesu V'Klei Zav. Frechter Meir Simcha, the same Kasha as Naim L'Toyra. That was for the kingdom for Paray Pisaim and Ramses. Now we do know that the individual Mitzrayim also were Meshabed, Bayayim, Uvalayla, there's Rambans, there's Midrashim, but that's not Mefurish in the Pasuk, but even so, how much was that? So L'chaira, we have a Kasha. Meir Simcha's asking. It's not owed by the individuals, owned by power in the kingdom. Now, Rav Dom over there says, okay, but they were building storehouses for Paroi, it was a Tayelis Ham, and the Am L'chaira should have to, they got Hana from it, they'd actually have to pay for it. And he also says, like we just said from the Ramban, that there were private Egyptians also could just chop a yid and work him. Okay, that would be a good teretz. But Rabbi Simcha says, no, this is what the Pasuk is telling us. Ach kevan shepari kanoisam, but Pari acquired and owned every Egyptian. That's what Yosef accomplished. Vehema, v'chol mashalem shayach l'melech Mitzrayim v'akol shaloi. So Memela, everything that any Egyptian owns really is owned by the kingdom. Oh, Oshaper Nutul Dme Avidosa, Mamsha Gainis from Meir Simcha. So the male is no tine anymore. An individual can't tine you took my money? What do you mean? Your money, you owe nothing. You owe nothing. Hein Kanisi Aschem Hayoim Vesmad Maskam Leparoi. Paroi owns it all. Now, the Pashup Shadr of Meir Simcha is Mashakana Avikana Rabbi. There's there's a lot of raids. Rav Dom talks about this, and he brings some others. L'chari, you don't say that by a guy, maybe. He wants to say maybe it's not a din of Kanev Kavarab, it's a kibush mechama, a kinyan of kibush mechama that a guy does have over another guy. And therefore, since they were going to die here, it was bidin kibush mechama. However you want to get into the lumdus of how it worked, they acquired everyone. So Memela, Rav Meir Simcha over here, is answering the question, why? They had a taina, why an individual Mitzri could not have a taina against an individual of Klai Yisrael, giving back my money, because your money is the kingdom's money. So we have the Zayim L'Torah asking the Kasha, and he's learning into the Psukim, Migaras Besa, Mishchenta, Migaras Besa, and Rav Meir Simcha telling us in Parashas Vayigash, the Kasha is answered. I want to just quickly, going to learn one more Meshech Chachma on Vashem Nosan Eschein, just three lines, just an insight, but before I get to that, I want to share with you, we asked this question, the Ozaim Latari asked, what's Re'ehu? V'chayr, a guy is not Re'ehu. And there's a famous Gra that he learns that Goyim, how are you going to get a guy to do chesed and lend someone something? Goyim can't do chesed. Goyim and Metzias, they don't do chesed. So the guy says, you're right. Vishal, the only way you're going to do it is if you bring a ruach of chesed. Reb Rev, the Zecharin Levrach, whose yard sale was this week, always used to say that if you see a guy doing chesed, it's only because of the bad influence of the Jews around him. The Jews around him are Balei Chasadim, and they had a bad influence on this guy who Nebuch now has to do chesed. It's a bad influence. He's been perverted by the Jews around him. He said, if you meet Echt, the guy who never met a Jew in his life, Lo'ilam Void, back to whenever, he'll find the most stingiest person in the world. The mamish can't give away from nothing. That's Ayid. Ayid has an neshama, Zabal Chesed. If a guy gives something away, it's only for ulterior motives, and even that, Ulai V'Ulai. So Zokt, the Vilna Gaon, you want to bring, how are you going to get a guy to lend Klal Yisrael? Oh, says Rabbi Nishon, V'shali Ish Me'es Re'u, V'isha Me'es Re'usa. First, bring a ruach of chesed in the world. Let one yid go to his friend, another yid, and borrow something. Do a ma'isa chesed. Let a yiddish lady do a ma'isa chesed with another me'is re'usa. Then, when they do chesed amongst each other, brings a ruach of chesed to the world, and then even the goyim will do chesed to the yidin, which is bechlal, a very important thing to remember how to get the goyim on our side. It's not to make them happy, it's if we make ourselves happy. We do chesed with each other, brings a ruach of chesed and a ruach of chayin v'chesed to the world, and the goyim are swept up in it, bal karcham, and they'll have to be nice to us. That's the Vilna Gaon on Re'ehu. There's a Maridik in a tziv. Last night I was in shul, and Rabbi Kaplan from Detroit was here. His son-in-law lives here, and he was on his way passing through, and he reminded me of this nitziv. In Perek Yud Aleph, Pasuk Bey, Zabar Nama Ozi Shalish Meis Re'eyu. It's very Geshmak and Netziv. The Netziv is also bothered. He says, Le'el in Shemais, it says, Mishchenta Migaras Besa. So he says as follows. He says, first he says, Wamshat, and then he says, V'loi Oit. He says, interesting thing. During Makas Choshech, the Mitzriim couldn't move. So how'd they eat? They couldn't move, how could they eat? They fasted for 3 days. Listen to the Netziv. Eli Yisrael Shayar b'mayishvoysam Hayshitu lehem mazayin V'chol ha'achreichi. The Yidin fed them. Uvazei sigu Yisrael chein godu meineyem. And because of that, they got a chein godu meineyem. Here you Pasha could have starved us. You could have done anything to us. We can't move. And instead you came and you fed us. Klai Yisrael did it because Rabbi Shem didn't say to take Nekama. Shem takes Nekama. That brought the Chein Ha'anem B'dei Mitzrayim. And that's why they're called Vishalom Yisra'eyu. They became their friends, Pashut. They became their friends because, interesting, because of the chesed that they did to the guy went back and did chesed to them. Could be that's what the Netziv is stressing here. That's the Re'eyu. They became friends over this and through the chesed. If you look, he says also, how come over here it says, doesn't say smallest, and later on it does say smallest, the Netziv talks about it. So I gave homework for you. I think there might even be a Malbim as well. But we have the Netziv, Oznaim L'Taira, and the different, and I'm sure there's other Mefarshim as well, the differences between these three places, Shmais, Boy, and Boy, in all the different Lashonis. Just one last Meshech Chachma to bring up, on the words, Vashem Nosan Eschein Ha'am, it's a totally different topic, but in Bamidbar, Bahaloyscha, Perek Yid Aleph, Pasuk Yid Zayin, but Tzalti Min HaRuach, when it talks about the Ruach of Nevuah, that went onto the Zakenim, Rav Meir Simcha says the following. He says, "Begeder hanavua matzoni shanavi mizdachech lefi koichai." A navi purifies himself as much as he can. He's still not ready for nevuah. It's still, a person could only get himself to such a level. Maybe Moshe Rabbeinu, and that's what that shtickle is talking about. But as far as a person could get to prepare himself for nevuah, he still needs Hashem to be choinein, to do an amaisa chesed, and give him that ruach of nevuah. And that's what the Mechilta says in Parshas Boy, Yud Beis Lamed Vav. V'Hashem Nosan Es Chein Ha'am. What was the Chein Ha'am? Over there, the Mechilta says, Reb Lozer ben Yaakov Omer, Ruach HaKodesh Shars Aleihem. Why? Because when Klai Yisrael went to borrow, they went into the houses, and they said, "Could I borrow your Keli, which is in that place, it's hidden over there?" And he would give it to him. So the guy would say, How'd you know that? I don't know, I knew it. The Ein Chein Ela Ruach HaKodesh, says the Mechilta, Chein means Ruach HaKodesh, and Emar, V'Shavachti Al Beis David, Val Yeshiv V'Shalayim, Ruach Chein Zechariah Yud Beis. V'Hashem Nosan Es Chein Ha'am, Ruach HaKodesh Ar Salem, says the Meshach Chokmah. Af She'adayin Lai Muchan L'Nevuah, Klai Yisrael is Muchan for Nevuah, Klai Yisrael, that point was Muchan, they were on the level of Ruach HaKodesh, that is Hashem Nosan Es Chein Ha'am. Hashem gave the Chein Ha'am is the lashon of Ruach HaKodesh that was given the Chaninos to Klal Yisrael. Just another Nikuda in that pasuk. Hashem Nosan Es Chein Ha'am. Have a wonderful day, everybody, and Kol Tov.